Good morning. It's 8:16, and in the studio this morning we have Sarah Peterson and Megan Bozak. They're here to tell us about the election coming up next Tuesday, October 3rd, and what the city is doing to prepare for you to come out and vote. Sarah first, let's talk to you. What is the city doing to prepare for election, and tell us everything we need to know to go out there and vote?
All right, great. Thanks for having us this morning. So as Sarah mentioned, the municipal election is next Tuesday, October 3rd, and we're pretty excited. Both of our polling locations are back at Harrigan Centennial Hall this year. Previously, we've had our the last 2 years, our polling locations have been off-site while the remodel was going on at Harrigan Centennial Hall. So both polling locations are at Harrigan Centennial Hall. The polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Folks are reminded to bring identification with them. We have wheelchair accessible booths at both locations. And at Precinct 1, we have a piece of machinery. It's called an ImageCast ADA machine, and it allows for accessible audio voting. Also, this week at City Hall on the third floor, we have the advanced absentee voting going on, and folks can stop by weekdays from 9 to 5 for that. Our last day to be able to mail out a ballot is tomorrow. So if folks are interested in that, they can contact our office, stop by the third floor, or they can call us at 747-1811. After tomorrow, we can assist folks that maybe might be out of town. They can vote by fax. Also, I wanted to remind folks, if you're ill or you're not able to make it to the polls, you can send a representative to the precinct. They can sign a ballot out for you, bring it home to you, assist you with that, and then return it to the polls before closing at 8 p.m. We also have that feature at City Hall this week. So if folks would like to vote early but they're not able to make it to City Hall, they can send a personal rep and we can check out a ballot to them.
Great.
Let's see. As for candidates, I'm really excited this year. It's not a mayoral election, but and last year was a mayoral election. We had a ballot prop, but this year is just as critical. It's important. We have three vacancies on the assembly, two on the school board. For assembly, our candidates are Stephen Eisenbeis, Richard Ween, Jamie Ackley, Sonia Smith, Ben Maiasato, Sheila Finkenbeiner, and then we have an official writing candidate, and that is Kitty Sopow. Her last name is spelled S-O-P-O-W. And I wanted to remind folks, if they wish to vote for a write-in candidate, they need to remember to fill in the oval and then also write her first and last name. And that's with any of the candidates. You're going to fill in the black, the circle, but it's important if you're wishing to vote for Kitty that you write her first and last name and fill in the oval.
Great. And we have many profiles of all the people running for both the school board and the assembly, but tell us about your website. You have information there as well, and how can listeners find that?
We do. On the front page of the city website, there's an election blurb, and there's a spot where folks can go in to request a ballot by mail or by fax. And then there's also the election candidate page, which gives a profile for each candidate, which is really helpful if you're not sure who's who.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. And we were talking a little bit about voter turnout. You mentioned mm-hmm. this is not a huge election nationally or regionally, but it's so important in terms of how decisions are made in Sitka. Tell us a little bit about how many voters you see or you saw last year for the 2016 election and what you're hoping for this year.
So last year we had, it was about 2,700 voters, which was awesome. And we, I'm hoping that even though we don't have a ballot prop or it's not a mayoral election, that there's just as many individuals that turn out to vote. We have a lot of candidates who've expressed interest in representing different sectors of the community, and we have a lot of important issues before Sitka right now. So I'm really encouraging folks to get out there and let their voice be heard.
Great. And Megan, tell us a little bit about, you've been coming on a regular basis to the morning interview, but I know you want to share something today.
Well, I just want to add all sorts of information on our Facebook page and, again, the city website. We have an election information page, which has candidate information, a sample ballot, absentee ballot request, and other helpful info. So as both you and Sarah have said, this is a really, really important election. Remind people to come out October 3rd from 7 a.m. till 8 p.m., and we look forward to seeing everybody at Harrigan Hall.
Great. And can you remind us what that actual website is?
Thecityofsitka.com.
Great. All right. Is there anything else I didn't ask or that you want to add?
No. Again, I just would encourage folks to come out. CMART has graciously offered to, on their reader board on Election Day, put out a reminder to folks to go to Harrigan Hall for voting. And then we'll also have a couple of sandwich boards around town reminding folks. So I'm really excited and hope to see a lot of folks out there.
Great. Thanks so much for coming in. That's Sarah Peterson. She's the municipal clerk, and Megan Bozak, the community affairs director. We also want to remind you that Raven Radio covers live the elections. We have our live election results. It looks like because the polls close next Tuesday at 8 p.m., correct? Mm-hmm. We'll try to get those election results for you at 8:30 p.m. next Tuesday live on Raven Radio KCAW. That also includes the election results we share from the villages in our listening region. So make sure to tune in next Tuesday after you are at the polls. The polls, again, are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. next Tuesday, October 3rd at Harrigan Centennial Hall. Make sure to check out their website to get more information. And on our website, there will be profiles as well as more information about the people running for school board and for the assembly. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.